Hello and welcome to this Wednesday edition of Catholic Answers Live. Wednesday, Darren usually fills us in with some really good guests, and he did it again today. Second hour, Carlo will be here. And the first hour, I'm not sure why we're doing this show, Darren. Why would we be talking about anger and stress right now? It just seems like such a calm time. It's so peaceful out there. I don't think that people are having a problem. Well, if you want to do it, we'll do it. Let Go of Anger and Stress, by the way, is the name of this hour, and you're welcome to call if you'd like some Christian Catholic help on letting go of anger and stress. 888-318-7884, the number. Our guest is the author of a brand new book called Let Go of Anger and Stress. He writes some of my favorite books. I think they're some of the most important things being written right now, because the modern world is really, in many ways, I don't mean to be harsh, but not a good place for people to be living. It's just not a good place for humans in many ways. People are stressed out, people are angry, and more than anything, people are worried. And that's what Gary Zimak helps him with. He's also been a longtime radio host. Gary, thanks so much for being with us.
Si, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Yeah, it's a crazy, truly wild year.
It really is. You know, Si, earlier in the year, I started my speaking engagements, my Give Up Worry for Lent series of talks, never having any idea what would happen about halfway through Lent. You know, there's a lot of attention on my work now. My speaking work has gone out the window, but there's a lot of attention on my writing and the work that I do, because you're right, it's a difficult situation out there. But you know what, Si, you know as well as I do, God's still in control. And that's my job, to help people remember that.
Right. And that's made a big difference in your own life. I know that. Yeah. And you share that with people in your work. You'll always have a home here at Catholic Answers as long as I'm here, because you let me do the one thing I've always wanted to do, which is blurb somebody's book. No one has ever asked me to blurb
their
book.
You're kidding.
No. Oh. And I'm going to start tearing up now. Yes. I got to blurb a book. And Let Go of Anger and Stress is the new one. So what you do, Gary, is you help people with these very practical problems. We all kind of experience them in one way or another in the modern context. And you help them deal with these by connecting more deeply with God, our Father, with Jesus, our brother, and with the Holy Spirit who loves us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is essentially a Holy Spirit book. This is the first book I've written about the Holy Spirit. And it focuses on, Si, the fruits of the Spirit. And all of those characteristics that our lives should exhibit: the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all those things that when people look at me, they say, really? I'm a work in progress. But this is the goal. This is what I'm striving for. And as Christians, that's the Holy Spirit's job, to transform us and to help us rise above this anger and stress and craziness.
And then we have an election on top of all of it, which in the United States, it might be the same way everywhere in the world, but in the United States is mostly an occasion for sin for most people, to just hate one another, be angry at one another. The death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, it's a sad human moment and all that, but we pretty quickly transform those kinds of a person died, let's have a moment for that person, into screaming and yelling at each other.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe what I saw. You know, we can have differences, we can disagree with one another, but we're all children of God. We got to remember that. And we're going to be judged on how we treat other people. And but it's challenging, and I have my struggles too with certain people. There are certain people who really just push my buttons, and you're not one of them, by the way, Si.
Is Nick the audio engineer? Because everybody else says that about Nick.
No, not at all. I love Nick. Nick's a good guy.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, we all have those people, but Jesus commands us to love our enemies. He doesn't command us to like them, and that's the key.
Let Go of Anger and Stress is the new book. It's from Ave Maria Press. Gary Zimak, the author, is our guest. You can go to AveMariaPress.com and order it right now while Gary's on the show today and continuing after. They've decided to give you a deal on it. You just go to AveMariaPress.com You put in the promo code LETGO and you get 20% off free shipping, and it ships now. You don't have to wait for it to ship as you might in other places, where because the book is still working its way to other places. So just head over to AveMariaPress.com and put in LETGO as your promo and you'll get all that deal. So Gary, help me out here. You know, I have to say, I think even things like drive-thrus at a drive-in, which is a new invention of the modern world that never existed. They weren't doing that in the Middle Ages, and you know, in their chariots or whatever Middle Ages people drove. You know, getting in a line where if the person in front of you has some kind of problem where they get their order messed up, you have to wait now for that to get worked out. Now you have a temptation to just be angry because there's this implicit promise that you can have your food in 30 seconds that's now been violated. How do we deal with these modern stresses that make us angry in a way that, you know, makes us more human?
Si, one of the fruits of the spirit is patience. And by myself, I'm not a very patient person. I don't like to wait. Right. And when somebody begins to annoy me and somehow violates my right to a problem or an annoyance-free life, I tend to get a little impatient. So I'm learning to let the Holy Spirit work through me. And you know, the Holy Spirit doesn't force me to do anything, but the Holy Spirit, I've heard it described, the Holy Spirit described as a combination of GPS and power steering. So the Holy Spirit tells me what I should do, helps me out to make it easier for me, but then ultimately I have to cooperate with the Spirit. You know, and I start every day, Si, by inviting the Holy Spirit to come active, to become active in my life.
Really?
And to help me. Yeah, and especially if I'm dealing with a person that I know is going to be challenging. I'll say, Holy Spirit, help me not lose my cool. Give me the words and let me remain calm. And I've noticed it does make a difference, you know, so,
yeah.
But it's challenging. I'm not a naturally patient person.
But do you have the experience of, like, over time of cultivating this relationship with the Holy Spirit, of actually maybe it's not quite the battle it was before to have that patience?
Yes.
You can actually feel that.
That's where the power steering comes in. Because,
yeah.
You know, Si, we as Catholics believe we receive the Holy Spirit for the first time when we're baptized, and then when we're confirmed, the Holy Spirit is strengthened. But for years, I didn't feel the Spirit working. I didn't feel that power that Jesus talks about in the Acts of the Apostles when he tells his followers, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And it was then that I began to gradually realize I need to give the Holy Spirit permission. And when I started doing that, yeah, I am feeling it. You know, I'm a control freak, Si, you know my deal.
Yeah.
Most people who are anxious and tend to be worriers, we like to be in control. And what happens is we want to do it by ourselves. I'm going to not worry. I'm going to become more patient. And Jesus knows that we can't do it by ourselves. That's why he sent the Spirit. So yeah, it's getting easier. I still mess up, but it's getting easier.
Yeah, and I that's something that I have learned from you, Gary, is not to not to go, well, you know, maybe God will help, or to kind of let God off the hook, but to say, to be clear with people, if you can entrust yourself to God, He will make these differences in your life. He's not.
Right.
Give him time. You know, he's not going to be in 5 minutes. And you also have to give yourself time to process what God's doing.
Yes.
But
yes.
It actually, you can promise it will come to pass if you allow it.
I've seen it. Si. I am a case in point. Honestly, for the most part, I do not worry anymore. I'm very much at peace. And you and I have talked about this before. When I was in my 20s, at least 5 times, I was in the hospital with panic attacks. I was on medication, I had digestive problems, you name it, I've had it. For some reason, and I owe it to the Holy Spirit and my personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and his introducing me to my Father in heaven, I am a different person. I still mess up all the time, but I am so much different than I was before. And it's not me, it's the Lord's work in my life. So if he can do this with me, he can do it with anyone. I really believe that.
If you'd like to talk with Gary about that, you're welcome to call this hour, Overcoming Anger and Stress, 888-318-7884, our number. You can let go of it. Let go of your anger and stress. It's by grabbing hold, though, that you let go. You just got to grab hold on to something better. Grab hold to the Spirit, and you've got something better in your hands.
That's the key. So there is work that I need to do, you know, and that's the key. You know, for instance, the world in which we live right now, if I sit in front of the TV and on the internet and just process the news nonstop, yeah. I'm going to get freaked out because everything's doom and gloom. But that doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't mean God's not in charge. He is in charge. And Jesus said, in this world, you will have problems. But John 16:33, I have overcome the world. I need to hear that every day. And I need to turn to him and let him work in my life. And but again, patience, it's a process. You have to not only be patient with other people, but with God and with yourself. I get impatient because I'm not getting holy fast enough. Come on, what's wrong with you, Gary?
Yeah.
That's where my pride starts to get the best of me.
Right.
I should be able to do better than this. Well, sometimes the Lord lets me slip up because he wants to remind me, Gary, it's not about you. It's me helping you.
Isn't that right, Gary? That is right on the money. Yeah. Gary Zimak is our guest. Let Go of Anger and Stress is his latest book. For years, he's been helping people overcome worry by becoming dependent. Not by becoming independent, but by becoming dependent on Jesus Christ, who doesn't want you to worry. And I say it all the time, Gary. I say it to you personally in our conversations, and I like to say it on the air. I think that the work that you do is among the most important in the world because worry is costing people the most. It's costing them the most in their relationships. It's costing them the most in their development spiritually. That if we can learn to trust and let go of anger and stress, suddenly miracles begin to happen in our lives.
Exactly, exactly. And you're not going to hear this message from the world, Si. You're just not. You're going to hear people say, you should worry. What's wrong with you? You're not worrying. And this is why Jesus very clearly said in his Sermon on the Mount, do not worry. Si, it doesn't get any clearer than that. So if he's telling me to not worry, there must be a way for me to not worry. And there is. It's to come to him, right? Matthew 11:28, right. Come to me if you're weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. He will.
I'm always so happy when Gary's on. Now you have an opportunity to call. Lines are starting to fill up, but there are lines open. 888-318-7884. The brand new book from Gary Zimak is Let Go of Anger and Stress. But he's done a whole lot of work on worry before that. And you are welcome to call with whatever you'd like help with as far as turning your life over, doing the practical work of turning your life over to Jesus so that all these things can be dealt with. 888-318-7884. Right back with your calls for Gary right after this. Hi, this is Si. Catholic Answers Focus is our podcast for deeper dives into individual faith topics. We spend a half hour or so with an expert, apologist, philosopher, or theologian on a single topic. This week, we talk astrology with Father Hugh on Monday's episode. And then on Wednesday, we ask Jimmy Akin to defend belief in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Catch each episode on YouTube or listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, or join us on our website, CatholicAnswersFocus.com.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit MysticMonkCoffee.com. That's MysticMonkCoffee.com.
Now there's a fast and easy way to get in touch with EWTN, the EWTN Everything Number. Call 1-800-447-EWTN to get the latest information on programming, special events, pilgrimages, and more. Our EWTN Family Viewer Services representatives are ready to help you with whatever your needs may be. The EWTN Everything Number, 1-800-447-EWTN. EWTN.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Gary Zimak, our guest. Let Go of Anger and Stress, our topic today. 888-318-7884, the number. We're going to go to the calls real quick, but going to spend a minute with the second best member of the development office here at Catholic Answers. The best member was on yesterday. Of course, Christine was here. But Dave, You're really good, though.
Yeah.
You're
well, I am second best, and I have to remind myself that often. So,
do you?
Just to keep.
I'm only saying that because Christine's standing right over there. So, all right. I bet I know why you're back. Trent Horn is doing a webinar on the election.
He is indeed, and it's ironic that we're talking with Gary Zimak today about lowering stress. And
yeah,
here we have an election coming up in less than 6 weeks.
Yeah.
We have a presidential debate that's occurring next week.
Right.
We have now an opening on the Supreme Court, which is causing consternation.
Why are you adding to my stress right now? This is, you're ginning all
because
this
up. Gary's here and he can help us
lower. He can calm me down afterwards. Okay.
I'm going to take us up and then Gary will bring us back down. So, yes, indeed, Cy. So, this coming Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, Faith in the Voting Booth. So, Thursday, September 24th, 5:30 Pacific, Faith in the Voting Booth, a webinar with Trent Horn, hosted by you as well.
Right.
Going to be about a 60-minute presentation. About 30 minutes prepared remarks by Trent, and then some Q&A. It is free, and you can go to catholic.com/webinar to register.
And it's not one of the, it's not a partisan thing. That's what I've been promised.
No, it's important to know that, you know, we are sometimes accused of being partisan, but we're not Democrat, we're not Republican, we're not even Libertarian, we're Catholic, right? Yeah. And we are so blessed as Catholics to have the Church to help us to make decisions when it comes to politics and to voting. It's not always perfectly clear, and that's where Catholic Answers has been looked to for decades to step in and help distill some of that and make it simpler for the everyday folks like you and me so we can have those resources and ultimately make the right decision in light of Church teaching. That's what we're going to be talking about.
And
no candidates' names, no parties' names. It's going to be what is Church teaching and how can you apply that in the voting booth and discuss it with others.
Right. And it's I will note that in this building, Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, I've had conversations with all of them, you know, as far as members of the staff here.
Sure.
We all love each other, except, you know, of course, for the Libertarians. But the rest of us, I'm sorry. I'm only kidding, Libertarians.
Oh, sorry.
But go. That's just a little Libertarian joke. Tell us where we can go if we want to kind of, it's a moral reflection on your citizenship, really.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're familiar with years ago, we had this, we had the Catholic Answers Voter Guide. We don't have that. Frankly, it's needed to be updated for a while. We're not there yet. But in lieu of that, we thought we would use all of this great new technology, which our donors have helped us be able to have. Of course, without our supporters, we would not be able to have this technology that could do it. You go to catholic.com/webinar. That's the registration link again. And join us at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern this coming Thursday.
So it's tomorrow.
That's right, it is.
Yeah,
indeed.
Tomorrow, right.
Yeah, the week is sneaking up on me, Si.
Yeah, I know.
So tomorrow night, please
David,
join us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, almost as good as Christine. I would say
Christine. Thanks.
All right. Back to Gary Zimak. Thanks, Dave. Thanks very much. Let Go of Anger and Stress, our topic today. Gary Zimak, our guest. Gary's longtime radio host, speaker, author, a person who has devoted himself to sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, and particularly has the vocation, his particular vocation is to help those of us who struggle with anger and stress and worry and those other emotions that can be so unproductive and also that can be greatly relieved in many cases, in almost every case, by simply learning to rely on the one who is reliable, our Lord. 888-318-7884 is the number. People already calling for you, Gary. You want to go to the phones?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to Jeannie in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're starting us off today, Jeannie. Your question for Gary Zimak.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for your service. I listen to Catholic Talk on my way home every day from work and donate every month, so I want to thank you guys for your service. And this subject could not be spot on today.
Okay.
I need some advice, on how to talk or listen to my husband, who has the trifecta right now. He's doing an early out retirement. He has zero tolerance for Democrats. He's a staunch Republican. And his mother and stepfather dealing with issues with the stepfather going to the nursing home and lots of resentment on my husband's part. So I don't know if I should just listen or what advice you would give me.
That's a great question, Jeannie. I would say start with loving him, being patient with him. Sometimes that's hard. Pray for him. And what is his relationship with the Lord? Does he have a strong faith?
Yes.
Okay.
We okay. That's good.
Flakes, go to church every week. We pray. Mm. It's just the anger. In, yeah. It's just with his mother and the way his stepdad treats his mother. And, you know, he feels helpless, I'm sure. And we live 3 hours away, so that doesn't help any. But I just, you know, I keep telling him to pray and forgive his stepdad. But he's having a tough time with that. So I'm definitely going to buy your book. But
thank you. Thank you. It's challenging, though. And I really think that there are, you see, we need to pray for the guidance from the Spirit to know when to hold back, because there's a time when if we try to encourage somebody too much to pray, to let it go, to not be angry, they're going to get even more angry. And I'm sure you know that. You sound like a rational, reasonable person. I will pray for you. I will pray for your husband. But ultimately, I have found in my life that having that personal relationship with Jesus, I go to daily Mass. I try to receive the sacraments whenever I can. I pray. I read the Bible. He helps me. And ultimately, he has helped me get through my own anger and worry issues. So I'll pray for you. Pray for your husband. Just hang in there. Be patient with him, and just love him. You know, that goes a long way.
Can I ask you something, Jeannie? This comes from my own personal experience with my wife. Does he want to get over the anger?
Oh, I think he does. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He just doesn't know how. And I thought about having him maybe talk to a friend of ours that's a deacon or to a priest to maybe kind of give him this religious aspect. But it's getting worse and worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's probably exactly right. I mean, a daily presence before the Blessed Sacrament, especially if he can go to Mass, it just makes a huge difference. I had this. The reason I say that, I kind of have a personal angle on that, Gary and Jeannie. Thank you. I hope that it's helpful to you. Is I think I've told you this before, Gary. I may not have, but sometime in my late 40s. I was doing a lot of listening to talk radio and watching people fight with each other on TV, on cable TV. And I think I was becoming very, very grumpy without realizing it myself. And my wife said to me one day, she said, I just want to know your plan. Are you planning on being a grumpy old man? And then I said, what? And she goes, I just want to know the plan, because if that's the plan, I'll deal with it. But is that your plan? And it made such a difference. It was like I woke up like, I'm becoming really angry and difficult, and I got to knock it off. I have to stop being that way.
Yeah. You handled that well, Si. You know, I don't know if I would have handled it that well, but I really think the Spirit works on us all in different ways. They're right. And I'm obviously the Spirit was telling you, Si, you know, wake up.
Well, there's so many times she said things to me that made sense that I didn't handle well. So maybe in this one occasion, God gave me the grace to finally go, come on, man. I mean, you know, and nobody knows you like your spouse. And that's why you don't want them to tell you things sometimes, because they're going to get it right. And you don't want to hear the truth about yourself.
You're right. Si, I know we got a lot of calls, but I just want to follow up. I really feel I should say something about Jeannie's call. And my wife would not mind me saying this, but prior to this pandemic, my wife was struggling. She was very much feeling out of control about a lot of things, and she was not happy. She was mad at God. She was mad at, she was mad at me. The pandemic has made a difference in her life, and now we are closer than ever. Oddly enough, we pray more together. She is becoming more accepting of what's going on. The Lord does bring people around in their time, in His time, and I never stop praying for her, and the prayer is bearing fruit. So I would encourage Jeannie, just pray for your husband and be patient, because the Lord wants him to become less grumpy, even more than you know.
Right.
So
right.
Not that my wife was grumpy. I'm not going to say that on the radio there, because she wasn't.
No.
Just for the record.
But I can say for the record that I was. And Jeannie, there's hope. There's hope. Lightness and joy comes back. But as Gary said, in the Lord's time. 888-318-7884 is our number. 888-31-TRUTH. We're talking about letting go of stress and anger with Gary Zimak today. Up next is Jamie in St. Louis, Missouri. Jamie, your question for Gary.
Yeah, hey, Gary. Real quick, can you touch on the importance and the power of silence and being silent in the presence of the Lord to, I went through an experience myself, kind of like your wife did, actually. And I found myself doing that for almost 6 weeks straight every night. And, and it was transformative, but it also helped me realize that just getting back to the basics, and this is going to sound funny, but of breathing and just feeling that breath just rolling through me helped me to be at peace. So if you could speak to that a little bit, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, Jamie. Silence, it's critical. I wake up early every day, and I do not turn on the radio or go on the internet or watch the TV. I make that time to start with the Lord my day in prayer.
Let's kind of let you continue with that answer after the break, because we gotta be silent for a couple minutes while the messages play. We'll do that right now. Gary Zimak is our guest. You're welcome to call 888-318-7884, talking about letting go of anger and stress.
We're here for you. Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
If you spend any time on Twitter, Facebook, or mainstream media, you're probably familiar with the litany of slogans that skeptics employ to rescue you from the foolish belief that God exists. The constant onslaught seems to leave people with the idea that they have no alternative but to embrace atheism. How can a Christian respond? In One Less God Than You, John DeRosa breaks down 20 of the most common atheist challenges and shows you how to craft effective answers. Atheism is more aggressive and widespread than ever. Read One Less God Than You and prepare yourself to respond with the joyful truth that God is real. To get your copy of One Less God Than You, visit shop.catholic.com today or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
To many people, even many Christians, purgatory is a fantasy, or worse, a wicked lie invented by the church to make salvation complicated and keep people in fear. But I'm here to tell you that purgatory is fact, not fiction. The Bible supports it, Christians have historically believed in it, and it makes theological sense. In my new book, Purgatory is for Real, I provide the evidence and reasoning to help you understand this controversial doctrine and demonstrate how it's actually a joyful, hopeful reality, not something shadowy and mysterious, but a sign of God's love and mercy. To get your copy of Purgatory is for Real, visit shop.catholic.com today or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
They say pride goes before a fall. That's the topic of our conversation tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on most of these EWTN stations.
Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. Our guest is Gary Zimak. There's two good times to get Gary's book, Give Up Worry for Lent. One of them is Lent. Just work your way through it during Lent. And the other time is any other time, because you don't have to read it during Lent. It's daily reflections to help you, and prayers and Bible citations to help you to let go of worry. Well, now he's got a brand new book called Let Go of Anger and Stress, and you can get that from AveMariaPress.com. If you get it there today or in the next few days and you put in the promo code Let Go, they're going to give you 20% off, they're going to give you free shipping, and they're going to ship it right out to you. So there's no waiting. Even though the book is not officially out on many websites yet, you can get it right away at 20% off and free shipping. Just head over to AveMariaPress.com and put in that promo code LETGO. Let me give you a couple other deets on Gary, I don't know why. FollowingTheTruth.com is Gary's website, FollowingTheTruth.com. And I give you that also because if you're a person who's bothered by anger, stress, and worry, or other negative emotions like that, Gary will send you out a morning or a daily reflection each day. Let not your heart be troubled. Something that will connect you again with the Lord, remind you of his love and care, and make sure that you have words of encouragement for the day. So you can get all of that at followingthetruth.com. Once again, Gary Zimak, our guest, we're talking about letting go of anger and stress in celebration of his brand new book, Letting Go of Anger and Stress. You're welcome to call with your questions, 888-318-7884. Let's go back to Jamie in St. Louis. Jamie, Gary was just in the middle of responding to your kind of very insightful question about the relationship between silence and receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Gary, you wanted to continue?
Yeah, you know, Jamie, I'm so glad you brought this up, because we see evidence of this, of making this deliberate decision to pull away from the world and pray when we look at the life of Jesus, because that's what he did. We're told in the Gospels that he went out early in the morning to a deserted place and he prayed. So every morning, Jamie, I spend some time before my family wakes up. I spend some time with the Lord in my favorite prayer chair, where I have some books that I read, and I read the Bible and I pray and I talk to him. And I don't turn the TV on. I don't turn the radio on. I don't start the day off with all the news that's all bad news anymore anyway. And I do it always every morning, Jamie. I invite my Father in heaven to send me a new outpouring of the Spirit every day for the situations that I'll face. And I ask the Spirit to guide my thoughts, to guide my words, to guide my deeds, and to control my emotions. And I do that several times throughout the day, but that time in the morning is so important. I wouldn't miss it for anything, because I need that. And then I feel better prepared to start the day by going to daily mass and getting on with my business. But it's so important to get that quiet time. You know, sometimes I'll just go in the car also, no radio, and just drive around and talk to the Lord in the car or take a walk. But yeah, you need that silent time.
Jamie, what do you make of that?
Well, I think it's awesome. It's kind of funny you mention that, because I teach confirmation at a parish, and that's one of the things I tell the kids to do. First thing you get up out of the morning, you pop your eyes open. It's just like, well, thank you, God, for another day.
Yep.
And
that's
tell them to spend that first 60 seconds in prayer, because with kids, my gosh, just asking for 60 seconds in prayer sometimes can be a miracle in itself. But but it's a start, and so that's why I always try to encourage the kids with. So I appreciate the insight. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know what? Thank you for teaching the kids too. We always try to thank those who are sharing the church with young people. It's a really vital thing, Jamie. I have to say, for myself, Gary, sometimes getting 60 seconds out of myself for prayer is difficult too. Like I'm 56. I don't feel like I'm very much better at it than I was when I was, you know, taking the CCD classes myself.
Yeah, it's challenging sometimes, Si, you know, and I think either today or yesterday, I don't remember. See, I'm older than you, and I can't remember whether it was today or yesterday. I sat before the Lord, and I said, Lord, I just can't put the words together today. I'm not feeling it, but hey, I'm here for you. And I think that he respects that. He loves it when we're in his presence, when we just say, as Jamie said, and I've learned to do this, thank you, Lord, for a new day. You know, thank you for giving me this new day. Thank you for creating me. I love you. I don't have much today, but I'm here. And sometimes that's it. That's good enough, you know?
Indeed. That's that. But that's an act of trust in itself, too, that you don't need to do some fancy thing. You don't need to have some great words, you know, like the prayer gets better if you're eloquent that day. It doesn't really. That's not what Jesus is looking for.
No, and I struggle with that. You know, I'm such a control freak that I struggle with that. You know, I think I just gotta, did I mention everything? If not, you know, I gotta remember everything, because the Lord doesn't know. Of course he knows. You know, you just do your best and you let go sometimes, and you just trust that that's enough. You don't have to go through the detailed prayer list every day. It's good to do that sometimes. More often than not, I do it, but he just wants your presence. He wants your heart, I think, more than the proper words. He wants your heart, and that's key.
888-318-7884, 888-31-TRUTH, the number here. Jamie, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. Gary, before I go back to the phones, they're kind of filling up. I'll go right back to the phones here, but I want to ask you about why anger. You have not before in your writing, anger hasn't been the central thing, you know? So what... But I'll tell you, you do seem guided by the Holy Spirit sometimes, because these books come out right when the world needs them. And this week is like the angriest week I think I've seen in the world in a long time. Just people are so angry with one another. What brought you into that direction, and why are you thinking that's something people need help with?
Well, you know, Cy, one of the things that brought me to taking it in this direction is the publisher asked me to focus on some of these things, and which is, this is the first time this ever happened where the publisher had ideas for me and proposed a book, and I had different ideas. We got together and we were kind of on the same page. And I remember when the book was originally being discussed and we were signing the contract for it, the thought process was that it'll come out during the time of the election, and people could really need to let go of some of their anger. Nobody except the Holy Spirit had an idea of how much anger. But you know what, Cy? Briefly, stress and anger, they both come from the same thing. It's that desire to control other people, to control the uncontrollable situations, right?
Yeah.
I get angry with somebody because they're saying things that bother me, or they're not thinking the way I think, or they're wrong. You know, I love that. You're just wrong without even listening to the person. So control is really at the heart of anger and stress.
Let me head over to the phones. 888-318-7884, the number. Up next, Edward in Florida, listening on Catholic.com. Actually, you can watch on Catholic.com now, too. Edward, your question for Gary Zimak. Hi, Edward. You there with us? Is he so angry that he just threw the phone down? No. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Edward. You're on the air with Gary Zimak. Go ahead with your question. No. Okay. We're going to try to have to talk Edward into asking his question. I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. We'll come back to you, Edward. Sharon in Colorado, listening on 1060 AM. You are up next. At least I hope you're up next. Sharon, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, you sound great, Sharon. Your question for Gary.
Oh, I don't have a question. I just want to thank him. I can't believe I'm able to talk to him. I did that book, Not to Worry, and I am a worrier. My grandmother called my mother at one time and told her she was so worried, and my mother said, "Well, what are you worried about?" She said, "I'm worried because I forgot what I was worrying about."
That's commitment. And so, that is commitment right there. Go ahead.
So that's what I've inherited, I guess. But I did that book through Lent, and I just loved it, and I don't feel that worry and anxious anymore. It changed me. I know that God did it, but I just... through that book and each one of those passages in the Bible, I go to those. If I feel anxious about anything, I wrote them all down and wrote what I felt, you know, and thank you. I want your other book. What is the name of it?
The new one? Oh, that is perfect. See, you should get a cut, because this is like an ad now, because you said that. Let Go of Anger and Stress. Available now at AveMariaPress.com.
Okay. I'm going to get
Sharon, thank you. Sharon, I can't tell you how good that makes me feel. It's so nice to hear you say that. God has been so good to me. I sometimes can't believe how he has used me. I'm about as imperfect of a person as who has ever lived. And your words just blow me away. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. God bless you. I'm so grateful.
Sharon, we do appreciate it. Let's see. Let's try Edward again. Let's see if we can get in touch with Edward in Florida, watching on Catholic.com. Edward, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, Edward, your question for Gary.
My question is more about advice.
Advice, okay.
How in this state of the human condition being so chaotic, how can the one who's just for being a righteous believer and doing justice, how can they deal with the chaos of humans that differs from them in this chaotic world?
Yeah, I think actually a lot of people have this concern, because there are many people who, when you say God wants you to let go of anger, they talk about righteous anger.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, not always, certainly not always, people will use that as an excuse. But yeah, how do we respond in a just way to the world that's out of control and very unjust without giving in to anger and stress?
You know, great, great point, Edward. And Cy brings up a good point, too, that sometimes there is a righteous anger, or sometimes, yes, we do need to speak up. But as you were speaking, what I am getting in my mind are the words of Jesus as he's dying on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's difficult, but we have to. And this is where the Holy Spirit can help. That fruit of love can be evident in our lives. Scripture says that the love of God is poured out into our hearts through the love of God is poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We need to remember that everybody has been created by God. He loves them equally. It's challenging. I'm not saying it's not. It's difficult, but we need to pray for that grace to be able to love them and to be able to maybe give them the benefit of the doubt, even though we don't feel like it. And we just look at that example of Jesus on the cross, how he's forgiving the people who are putting him to death. And it's the job of the Holy Spirit to transform us into the image of Jesus. In the case of me, he's got his work cut out for him, but that's his job. And he's going to be working on that for the rest of our lives. Edward, I can't do it on my own. I can't put up with people who are doing horrible things. I just can't. I can't pray for people who are committing crimes and evil. But with the Lord's help, I can do it. And I will do it because I have to. That's what he told me.
I can't even get past being angry at the people who even talk about these crimes and evils on TV and justify
them.
Like, I don't even get to the people who are doing them. I can't even. But Edward, what do you think?
I think with Christ being our role model, we follow in his footsteps, yeah. And we just go through at his time in the world.
God bless you, Edward. I think you got it 1,000,000%. And we got to take a quick break, but thank you very much. More calls. I'm going to get to you, callers. Don't worry. We're going to do our very best to get everybody on that has called for Gary when we come right back after this very, very quick message.
We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
EWTN, helping people grow in their love and understanding of God.
You know, I was raised Catholic, but then went to the other side and tried to commit suicide a couple of times several years ago. My Savior happened to be a Catholic priest here locally, and I wanted to say, though, surrounding myself with people like yourself and this radio station. This morning I felt kind of alone, and then I was like, oh yeah, EWTN. Oh, I love it.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Gary Zimak, our good friend and always a great guest, is here with us to talk about his brand new book, Let Go of Anger and Stress. This is not a self-help book. This is a book of allowing the Lord to help you. You can get it for 20% off right now at AveMariaPress.com. You can find out all about Gary at FollowingTheTruth.com. Lots of people in line to talk with Gary, so back to the phones we go. Let's go to Trooper in Lakeway, Texas, listening on 88.5 FM out of Marble Falls. Trooper, thank you so much for your call, your question for Gary. Hi, Trooper. It's one of those days, and this is not Trooper's fault. I clicked the wrong button. Sorry, Trooper. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I was just saying that, Gary, I got his book, man. He makes a lot of sense.
He does, I know.
And while I was on hold, I think my question was answered when y'all talked about control.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, actually, my anger is down, but I'm sitting here tormented by my past, athletics mostly. And so stupid. I watch a baseball game with the Astros, and every time somebody gets a hit, I'll think, well, I wish I could have hit my coach like that. My coach was Brad Shears, who was a professional with the Colt 45s.
Oh, well, so, okay, so, Garrett, thanks, a trooper. And I don't want to get into too many naming folks on the air, but the sentiment, I think, is one, again, that many people will share. You've got scars because someone hurt you in the past. Someone was, you know, unkind or even cruel in the past. Do you talk about that in the book?
It happens, Si. I don't know if I mentioned that specifically, but I've seen it in my life dealing with. There are certain people that I you know, it's funny. I've even ended up praying for these people. And in the course of the prayer, I start to remember what they did to me and I get mad at them. And I say, whoa, wait, you know, right. But that's an ongoing process. It makes me realize that I still have work to do. Things that people have done to us in the past and also things that we have done in the past. That's a big source of stress for many people. And the devil plays right into that. Because he wants to keep us in the past. He wants us to regret what we did in the past. But that's why the Lord gives us the sacrament of confession and he forgives our sins. If he forgives our sins, they're forgiven. And no matter how I feel, I have to move on and remind myself that no, the past is the past. The future is not guaranteed. The present's all I have. And I have to do the best I can in the present. You know, some things are gone. I can't go back to the past.
It's some in some ways that taking up that cross, as you were mentioning at the break to me, you know, that we do have to take up our cross. But the taking up that cross of forgiving the person we don't want to forgive actually gets us off the cross in a way. It's a very strange kind of irony or twist.
Yeah. My late mother-in-law used to be a very, very holy woman. She was very good at when I would complain about somebody and I'd say, oh, this person's really driving me crazy. She would always say the same thing. Pray for him, honey. And I'd say, I don't want to pray for him. But eventually, being the stubborn person that I am, I would give in. I'd pray for the person. And over time, I would feel less animosity. So yeah, it does work. But you just got to push through it sometimes. And you know, and just continue to let the Lord through his Holy Spirit just prompt you. He's not going to let you go. If you're holding on to some anger, he's going to remind you of it. You know, he's persistent.
Right. Because he loves us, though, because he doesn't want us to just be good enough.
Exactly.
He wants us to have all the glory that he offers.
888-318-7884,
the number. Let Go of Anger and Stress is the new book from Gary Zimak. And every time Gary's on, we will get people who will call just to say, I did the Let Go of Worry for Lent and it changed my life, you know, because that's what these books do. I think in large part, Gary, not because you're such a great guy, but because you are constantly connecting people back to Jesus, the Father, and to the Holy Spirit.
That's exactly right, Si. You know, I might be a brilliant writer, which I'm not, but you know,
you might be, Gary.
No, listen, I can make the greatest argument in the world as to why somebody shouldn't worry, but unless they open their hearts to Jesus Christ in a relationship with him, nothing I write is going to make any difference. And that's what I always do. I tell people, go see Jesus, talk to him, and I see the results. People tell me all the time, hey, it works. It's amazing. He's so good, Si.
Maria's next, also in Texas, this time listening to EWTN on Channel 136, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Maria, are you there with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hi, Maria. Your question for Gary.
Yes, I know that we pray for the other people who are angry and hateful and maybe don't even want to love God. I mean, there's people like that out there. But what are you supposed to do when you're trying so hard to stay in prayer and not be angry and not do the things that other people are doing that are wrong when everyone around you, it's almost like you're surrounded by this. I know prayer, but how can we handle it? It's really hard.
I know.
I can give you one
Go ahead.
Example.
But don't say any names.
My No, my sister, I won't say her name, but she believes in abortion, and yeah. I don't. I'm a staunch supporter of, you know, for life, and so we get into that. And, I mean, she's my sister, so how do you avoid your own sister in life? You know what I'm saying? It's just hard to avoid people
yeah.
who are wrong, and you don't want to not pray for them, but you also don't want them to keep sinning. How yep. do you handle life like that?
Okay, Gary, what do you think?
That's a great question, and I will just say on the record that I have handled situations like that very poorly in the past by losing my cool and by just blowing up at the person. I believe I am, you know, this is a Holy Spirit book. I am a firm believer that we need the help of the Holy Spirit, because if we look at the life of Jesus, he was constantly being surrounded by people who are attacking him, who are hateful, who are disagreeing oh, yeah. with, right? So he gives us his Spirit. The Holy Spirit's the Spirit of Jesus. He gives us his Spirit to be able to act in the way that he acted. And how did he do that? Well, I'll go back to my example. On the cross, he forgave those who were killing him and recognizing that they don't know what they're doing. It's so hard. It's very, very difficult for those of us who believe in the sanctity of life to watch people support abortion. I'm a believer that people don't realize what they're doing when they support abortion. All I can do is tell them the truth in a loving way and ask for the Spirit not to help me lose my cool. I believe we do need to speak out about issues like that because they're very serious. But we don't want to fall victim to committing sin and to starting name calling and getting mad at people, which I've done in the past, and it is wrong. So we need the help of the Spirit to be able to do that, to be able to speak the truth in love. I'd rather speak the truth and win arguments, because that's who I am. But that's not what you, right.
I know,
right? But that because I'm proud, Si. You know, yeah. But that's not what Jesus calls us to do.
No, and we're gonna really have to hold on to that thought in the coming 8 to 10 or 12 or how many ever weeks this kind of struggle for the soul of the country is going to go on. And it seems like the worse the person is, whether it's on the right or the left, and I'm not trying to equivocate, I'm just saying that the negative voices, the mean-spirited voices get the most hearing. We have to kind of almost just say, I don't care what happens. I'm not letting go of Jesus. Like, you got to make that right. commitment now, or else you're not going to stick to it later.
Exactly. And to keep Jesus as your focus, you know, that's, as long as you walk with him every day, these things are going to get easier. These people are not going to go away. We're always going to have people who disagree with us. And now with social media, it's so much easier to get on Facebook or Twitter and blast somebody in a very public way. And it's challenging. But that's what we as Christians are called to do. Nobody yeah. said it would be easy, right?
No. And that's the part that, you know, you always want to say, you know, well, Jesus loves you and Jesus is going to help you and all that. And that yeah. all that is true. But you don't. But I think we shy away from saying, but he also said, take up your cross and follow me. And it's not necessarily a sign that your Christian life is going wrong because it involves suffering. That's a sign that it's going right.
Exactly. Look at the life of Jesus. Look at the life of his mother. Look at St. Joseph. Look at so many of the saints.
Right.
They didn't have it easy. And you know, he wants to develop us. He wants us to get to heaven. And for he wants other people to get to heaven. And the best way for that to happen is through suffering and through trials. I wish it didn't work that way, but we learn so much and we grow closer to him in the storm and from annoying people. You know, there's annoying people in our life, Si. They're what I refer to in the book as saint makers. They're in our lives for a reason.
Yeah.
I just wish I could get more patient without having annoying people in my life. But that's not the way it works, right? The Lord's going to send those people into my life.
The book is Let Go of Anger and Stress. It's the new one from Gary Zimak. I can tell you, I get the testimonies all the time about people, and within my own family as well. I've told you this before. My wife just loves Let Go of Worry for Lent. I think she does it every Lent now. You can find all of Gary's books at AveMariaPress.com. You'll get 20% off if you put in the promo code LETGO on the new book, Let Go of Anger and Stress. And don't forget to visit Gary at FollowingTheTruth.com. Gary Zimak, it always turns out to be just great to have you here.
My pleasure, my friend. Keep up the good work. Hope to talk to you again soon.
And thank you for letting me achieve one of my life goals of blurbing a book. I really appreciate it. If you don't know what blurbing a book is, look it up. I just got to write a blurb for one of Gary's books. Carlo Broussard, I see him. He's getting ready to come in here and deal with relativism. We got a problem with relativism. If there's anybody who can straighten it out, it's Carlo Broussard. So get ready to dial that phone because the phones will be busy. Gary Zimak, thanks again. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Si. God bless you, my friend.